It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks.
The vast majority of car burglaries and thefts from vehicles in Parsons all come from unlocked, unsecured vehicles. So even if you're just gassing your car, you know, at the gas station and you're going to just run in for a few minutes, you don't want to leave your car unlocked. Now, I get it. Sometimes it doesn't feel normal to lock your car because you're just going to walk inside. In this day and age, you have to do it. Last year, if you look at the total number of thefts that occurred in the city, now this is all kinds of thefts, not just from vehicles, there were 301. So every 29 hours and 6 minutes, there's a potentially a theft. We had 93 burglaries, so every 3 days and 22 hours, we might have a burglary in town. The best, smartest, easiest, simplest prevention act that anybody can take is lock up your house, lock up your garage, lock up your car. It's just the world that we live in. And if we can take away some of those opportunities, you know what? Bad guys might go somewhere else. You know, it is that time of the year. It's fall, and we don't want you to be an easy target for a thief. We want to make it difficult. So it's time to do the 9 p.m. routine again. We want to try to get everybody that about 9 p.m. each evening, conduct that quick security check to verify three critical things. One, your vehicles, garages, and sheds are locked. Your valuables are secured and brought inside, and activate your exterior lights or your security cameras or your alarm system. Now, lighting is the cheapest, most valuable, proactive step that anybody can take. And unfortunately, as we drive around the streets of Parsons, we see a lot of dark porches and areas around homes. You can't just rely on those street lights. Fortunately, you know, we have a lot of trees in Parsons, which is absolutely fantastic. However, those trees can also block some of those street lights that are in town. And so it really is important, especially in this day and age where we've got LED lighting that is very, very cheap to run. Like in my case, I keep my front porch light on. I keep my back porch lights on all the time. I've got some light sensors around the side of my garage. And then I've also got LED lights that shoot light up onto my trees in the front yard. Now, all those front light yards, those are all solar powered. To me, that is a pennies a day of investment.
You've been listening to Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks on another edition of The Rap Sheet.